Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a hard time remembering stuff lately, but then again, most of my life I had a hard time remembering stuff earlier. I remember as 8 years old, I was asked to sing Silent Night, Holy Night at Grace Lutheran Church in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, and I had no problem singing that. In the church, boldly and confidently, because I love singing. And then came time for my memory verse. Not one word could I remember to say my biblical memory verse. Now, if they would have put it in song, I could have sung it. But no, I had to say it. And I do think it had to do with Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem. See, I kind of know it. But I didn't know it at the time, you know. But you can remember stuff that you don't do. And I can remember stuff that I did do. But it's that sticks with my head, you know. That's in there for a lifetime. One of the things that I have a favorite Bible verse, Psalm 119, verse 105. And yes, I can sing it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. And repetition is the mother of all learning. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. See, I can memorize verses if I could sing it. Not that I'm going to sing the sermon. No, I'm going to speak it. Grant, O Lord, that what we say with our lips, we may believe it in our hearts and practice in our lives. Amen. So I was shocked in hearing the story of a legend basketball player, Kobe's death, with his daughter and those also on that helicopter. And so I happened to capture a glimpse of the sports commentators talking about his life. And the one sports commentator said, I don't really follow basketball that much, yet Kobe was approachable. He was humble. He would listen and talk with you. And that was my experience with Kobe. He helped me, and he helped others to be their best in whatever sport they chose. Now, I got goosebumps when I just heard the word approachable, because he's a legend. And yet, he put himself out there for the community, for the youth, and for others in sports, and for others who were in need, and was generous, not in resources, but of himself, giving himself to others. Approachable. I said, I wonder if that would work with the gospel. I think so. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. I like light. I can see where I'm going. I can see what I'm reading. Sometimes that doesn't help me always. I need to ask someone for directions to see if what I'm seeing is going to get me to where I'm supposed to go. I have done that a couple of times. I came across a member early in my ministry, 3 years in my ministry. I went to St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Philadelphia on Broad Street and Chelton, and I was doing urban residency. And in that church, I was growing in more study and also getting to know the members. I was the new student in that church. But I came across a member who was very hospitable and welcomed me to St. Mark's. His name was Mr. Orr, O-R-E, Orr. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And he was an African-American, He lived outside of the city of Philadelphia. He was blind, and he could barely hear, but he was in church. And I ended up sitting with him and having conversation, and he would tell me that I just love coming to worship. I can't hear the sermon, and I can't really sing much, but I just like to be with the people and to worship. I says, well, then how, besides the people, what else? He says, well, I prepare. I've got my books, Braille. I read the scripture lesson for the coming Sunday. I read the devotions. I listen to some spiritual music. I do prayers. And then I catch the bus, and I show up early so that if there's any delays, I'll be there on time. And I get my pew, and then I wait for the people to arrive. And I just feel so good to be in the presence of a church of loving people, God's people. Now, I wrote that down, that story, but I threw all my sermons away when I retired. And I says, oh, Lord, I should have done that. I need those stories. But it's in my heart. It made an imprint in my life. I wanted to say to him, Mr. Orr, if you can't come to church, I'll come to you. I'll bring you the scripture and I'll read it to you. I'll bring you communion. He says, that's not necessary right now. So it was just great to know his love for God, his love for the church. And I believe his light for God radiated on me. That's why I remember him. Oh, he's already in the eternal habitation. But his story lives in me, and now I passed it on to you. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world, calls us to be followers like salt and light, the gifts of God that bring goodness to God's creation. And doing good works, and also practicing God's commandments, they shine and they bring flavor into the community that we are placed in and live and experience life together. So I'm new here. I won't be for long. I won't be able to use that next week. I'll be a regular. But that's funny. I hope I'm a regular. So when I came to church for the meeting for the council, or I would say, are they called the support team, the council, are they church leaders? It's all good. They're the ones who know stuff. And they're going to tell me what I need to know. So I parked on this. It was a rainy night. And I parked on this side. And it says, okay, which door should I go in? I don't think the front door of the church. I think maybe it's a side door. So I walked on. There was no light at that door back here in the rain. He says, uh-oh, that's not meant to go in, that door. Plus, the rain was coming down. I could have had a baptismal shower at that time. I says, not tonight. So I went around and parked on the other side. You have two parking lots. You are blessed. And then I saw everybody coming into the front door, the side of the building attached to this church, and the lights were lit. The steps. It's everybody's going that way. I'm gonna follow, and I ended up in NA. It was a good place to be. These are people who have a place to congregate, to grow, to mend from their brokenness, their lives, and find support and fellowship. I says, wow, this church is open to the community. That's a wonderful way to show light and show the flavor of salt in the lives for healing. And so then all of a sudden, Eddie found me. I don't think I found Eddie. I think it was Eddie found me. Because I looked like one of those persons who didn't know where he was going. And he smiled. He put out his hand. And he said, I know where you're going. You follow me. I said, oh, I will. I will follow. Boy, what an amazing building. All these corners aside. It was a journey to get here, then a journey inside the church. It was great. And we found everybody. And I said, oh, thank God. I said, thank God. Thank God for Eddie. He was an example of light in the world. I still need light to get around, even in a church. It's good to have someone who knows the ropes and knows the corridors and knows which door to go in and what not and all that. That's all a blessing. It makes me feel at ease. Makes me feel welcomed. Makes me feel, I'm in a good place. I'm in God's place, among God's people. So I wanted to share a prayer from Mother Teresa that shared this, this teaching that Jesus gives to us, the church, that we're the salt and we're the light. She has many prayers, but this is the one that I found on Facebook. And I says, oh, this is good. I'm going to use this in church. I used to pray that God would feed the hungry or do this or that. But now I pray that God will guide me to do whatever I'm supposed to do. What I can do. I used to pray for answers, but now I'm praying for strength. I used to believe that prayer changes things, but now I know that prayer changes us, and we change things. I'm always amazed by Mother Teresa and her insights and her perception and her experience in helping those who are really down and out and in the streets of Calcutta and yet coming to them and telling them they're not alone and providing them comfort and assurance and whatever else they needed from her. And that ministry expanded with others following Mother Teresa's example to also minister to many others who were down and out on the streets and not alone. So I don't know if I read the Lutheran magazine besides other devotions, and there's a great article called Let's Do Laundry. I said, that is awesome. You know, maybe I can get some tips on how to do laundry. Well, here I found out this is a ministry that the church in Indianapolis started, the ministry called Laundry and More, which provides money and supplies to help people experiencing homelessness clean their clothes. More than 1,100 families have been served. Now, I'm just going to read a portion of this article because it really, again, shares the message of what Jesus is teaching us this morning. The key to the program's success was receiving support from the school district. The school district handed out flyers for the program, Bender says. Some teachers were there on the first day. We figured the schools would be a perfect way to open the door for us, and they were. Appel said the intent was not to preach to people. Our primary objective is to show them God's love in the community. The ministry's volunteers are encouraged to respect and embrace everyone. I never wanted this to appear that we were coming in and trying to tell you what to do and how to live, said one of the ministers in this program. Our message is that we're going to love you and help you, and here's what you can get out of this. Every person has to be seen and heard. We need to talk to them to find out what's going on in their lives and how we can help. Our Laundry and More participant, Robert, last name withheld, and the ministry had made a difference. My life is changing. I have hope again. Robert has been optimism, spread among other participants. See how the light shines for all in the laundry room, you know, through one person. People who had stopped looking for jobs have hope and are looking again. People who were afraid have a sense of belonging. It has been a while since people took the time to stop and to know what is happening here. The clean laundry helps, but the caring, that's what makes the difference. Participants have started to contribute too, whether they're helping someone load a washer or sweeping up after the session. They're taking ownership of the program. They're sharing in the workload, which is sometimes, that's really what we're hoping for. So Bender was part of this program's success comes from the love and the respect they all have for each other. Every time we open the door, we see Jesus walk through the door, she added, and we hope they see Jesus in us. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. And in closing these verses from Eugene Peterson, The Message, keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Now the peace which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Let the people say, Amen.